This is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Bauer Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, we'll catch up with the WHL's leading scorer and WHL On the Run Player of the Week, Zane Franklin, for the Kamloops Blazers stops by. Former WHL goaltender in Seattle and Kamloops has accomplished a rare feat. 2014-15 WHL Goaltender of the Year, Taryn Kozin, taking advantage of the WHL scholarship program at the University of Saskatchewan, will tell you why he's making headlines. And a WHL linesman is back from the World Junior Hockey Championship. Chad Huseby joins us. He'll recap his memorable experience.
Zane Franklin, Kamloops Blazers, WHL On the Run Player of the Week for the first time in your career. So that's got a nice ring to it here, and I think it really sums up just how you've been playing and how the Blazers have been playing here lately.
Yeah, it's an honor for sure. You know, I got an extra couple games over some guys, so maybe I had a little bit of an advantage. But I'll take it. It's a really good honor. It was a really good week for all of us on a team basis and on an individual's standard. So I think everything was really good. And you can't really ask for a better week than that. You know, if we can do it again this week, that's awesome.
Yeah, 31-6 U.S. score opponents in the week, and the team goes 4-0. You get 10 points, and not only your line of Orrin Santazzo and Connor Zeri, but the young guys from this team and some of the first-year players and depth players have really come to the forefront lately.
Yeah, I think it's huge. Our line, Miosi and Zeri, can be as good as ever, but we still need all 12 forwards, all 60, and two goalies to go every night to give ourselves the best shot of winning games. And I think, honestly, over the last 20 games, for the most part, we've been ready for puck drop and then played mostly a 60-minute game. Yeah, I think it started really right before Christmas, and we've continued over.
We've talked a lot this year, Zane, about just relishing and taking it all in as a 20-year-old in your final season here. We talked about motivation, about, you know, being a 20-year-old in this league and trying to bring it just one final year of your WHL career here, and that hasn't been a problem for you. What's it been like this year? You've almost kind of wanted time to slow down, I sense, around you, just trying to soak it all in.
Yeah, especially now that we're doing so good, you really want to slow down. You want to really wish the season was 80 games long now, right? The way it's going, the way we're playing. And I'm just trying to enjoy it. It flies by, like you've said. It's crazy. It's been 4 years now. It's my fourth year, so that's insane to think about. To think about all the things that have changed since I've been 17 or 18. You know, it's crazy, and I've really appreciated the last 4 years, and hopefully we can have a long run and make it really worth it.
We've talked as well about the fact that you've had to earn everything that's come your way so far, Zane, and we're talking about the fact that you were 17 and you were playing a role in Lethbridge. Your funny line is you had more fights than points that year in your 17-year-old season. Here you are, captain of the Kamloops Blazers, on top of the WHL scoring lead right now as we speak here. That's quite the significant jump individually.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm a strong believer in everything happens for a reason. You know, I don't think I'd be the player I am if I didn't have to do that my first year. Or the leader, you know, it wouldn't be the same leader I was. So I appreciate it. I enjoyed that first year. It's a good story to tell now. But I am glad how things are starting to turn out. And I'm just trying to take it day by day. And you know, when you're in that role as a 17-year-old, it keeps you in check. You know, you remember where you came from, and it keeps you in line. I mean, so I'm happy that I did it, and I'm happy how things are turning out right now.
Zane, I know you don't want your hockey career to end. I know that pro hockey is definitely on your radar here. Are you trying to turn some heads here to some NHL teams and say, hey, you know what, I'm available right now, free agent contract would sure be nice here to close out my WHL days?
Yeah, if someone wants to send me one right now, I'll take it. Yeah, you know what? That's the goal. Obviously, you'd be dumb not to be your goal. You know, I think the last couple of years, like guys like Jake Elmer and Brent Hagel that have signed, I think that gives, you know, 20-year-olds a little bit something to look at and say, yeah, if these guys can do it, so can you. I know Hagel just got called up to the NHL this year. So that's something like, you know what, if he can do it, why can't myself or the other 20-year-olds in the league do it if you have a good year? And yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be NHL. I know only certain few guys get that opportunity. So I'm just looking at every option. I'm blessed to play this hockey, this game or whatever. So wherever it takes me next year, I'll be lucky.
Zane, this year as well, you had the captain's letter C sewn on your jersey with the Blazers here. And that is a true testament, I think, as well. You mentioned 17 years old and paying your dues, being humble because of that here. What's it like to captain a major junior team and try to lead players that are 15 and 16 years old sometimes?
It's crazy. You know, I'm not sure if I ever thought that was possible. You know, I was kind of a goofy 7-year-old. If you ask the 20-year-olds, I'm sure I wasn't the easiest guy to deal with. But it's an honor. You know, Kamloops is one of the storied WHL franchises. So many good captains, leaders, NHL players come from this team. And I just, you know, it's kind of hard to believe that you're one of those captains now. You know, looking up on the wall, there's Jerome Iginla, Sador, Recchi, all those big names owned by Tom Gilardi. Like, that's insane to think about that I get to lead the guys into the game. So that's, you know, it's an honor. It's still, you gotta pinch yourself once in a while when you think about it and just think about how much of an honor that is.
Well, here we are approaching two-thirds of the season in the books here already, Zane. It's been an absolute pleasure to watch you develop and watch you take over here this year. Thanks for doing this and keep it going, okay?
Yeah, thanks, guys.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschenout Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Former Kamloops Blazer and Seattle Thunderbird goaltender Taryn Kozin is on quite the stretch lately. Not only did he post a pair of shutouts over the Calgary Dinos on home ice, while he also became the second goaltender in Canada West men's hockey history to score a goal. And he did that against the Dinos back in the second game of a shutout. He joins us on the phone from Saskatoon. Taryn, we know you're a good goaltender, but when did you add the whole goal-scoring repertoire there into your game?
Yeah, I don't know. I've been trying my whole career to shoot it down the ice and get one. I've never been lucky enough to hit the 4x6 net, but this time it ended up going in for me. So I was pretty happy that I went in.
That's kind of a boss move because you got the shutout going too, right? So I mean, to get the shutout and the goal here, that takes a bit of I would say guts to go for that in that situation.
We're up by 2 with 3 minutes left, and I've been goalie out. So I figured I could try for it. If usually when the forwards or the D-men go for it from the far end, it ends up being racing. Usually kicks you in the butt, and they usually end up scoring right after. So I kind of thought of that after the fast, and I shot it, and was just happy it went in, so I could still preserve the shutout.
Taryn, you're in your third year there with the University of Saskatchewan Huskies, and your years have just kind of gotten better and better here so far. You guys are now sitting in second there in Canada West and, you know, looking for that first-round bye perhaps there in the playoffs here. But explain just how it's been going there, University of Saskatchewan, and how you're taking advantage of the scholarship program with what program you're in this year.
Yeah, so I'm in the arts and science right now, taking classes towards a sociology degree or egg degree. I'm not really sure which one I want to go in, but we get a great fan base here, and it's a blast playing for everybody, and then having scholarship from the WHL to help play hockey on top of it, it's just a huge honor.
Yeah, that's great. That, you know, you did try to play some pro hockey, fully aware, I'm sure, that you can try it for a season and then and fall back on that scholarship money. What was your mindset when you left the WHL to go and explore that?
Yeah, I just wanted to try the pro ranks for a year and see how it went. And it didn't quite go as planned for me. I didn't get to play as much. And when I did get to play, I didn't do as well as I could. I wasn't still pretty young then. I wasn't quite prepared to mentally or physically to do what I was doing there to be successful. So being able to come here and prepare mentally and physically and kind of mature as a human, going to school and learning how to be a better person.
Yeah. So here you are now 25 years old, and you still have a feather in your cap as a former WHL Goaltender of the Year. You won the Dale Wilson Trophy in Seattle in your final season here. You were in Kamloops with the Blazers. That's where you started. But let's go back to that 2014-15 season here again. How often do you think about that year and just how special it was to win that award that year?
Yeah, it was pretty incredible year. It's a huge honor to get any award. I know playing there with that team, we were a pretty young team, and I got to see a lot of young guys improve throughout the year and end up having great careers in the Dub and guys who moved on. So being able just to kind of watch those guys and see how much they improved throughout the year was pretty special. And we get to talk about all the guys that we got to play with and things that happened there and be able to laugh about it now. And it's just, it's always fun remembering what's happened in the past.
Well, Taryn, you got your name in the history book along with a former WHL goaltender there in Curtis Mooka as two goaltenders that have scored at the Canada West level. Yours was a little bit nicer probably than his, but hey, great success there going on at the University of Saskatchewan. And of course, you're just riding that WHL scholarship here, taking the most of that and making the most of that here with the Huskies. So hey, best of luck. Looks like you guys are probably on a collision course there with the University of Alberta once again, Taryn, and we'll be watching you, and best of luck. Thanks for doing this.
All right, thank you.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by Bauer Hockey.
Chad Hughesby is a WHL linesman based out of Red Deer. He recently joined the IIHF officiating crew at the 2020 World Junior Hockey Championship in the Czech Republic. Troy Gillard recently caught up with him.
Chad, it's now been a couple of weeks since you worked the World Juniors in the Czech Republic. Now that you look back, how would you describe the experience of working it as a linesman?
It was a pretty amazing experience, just kind of probably a once-in-a-lifetime experience to be able to work that tournament, but just to be a part of a tournament that just, you know, means so much to Canadians. It was pretty cool just to see how many Canadians were over there, and then just to know the impact that tournament has on Canadians back home and how closely people follow that tournament. It was pretty cool to be part of a tournament like that.
You certainly received a lot of support from here at home during the tournament. Is that something that you fed off of or noticed at all?
Yeah, I mean, it's always a little different. I mean, we don't always get a lot of love on the officiating side, so it's always nice to see that people are hopefully paying attention for the right reasons. That luckily I didn't have any missed off sides personally, so it didn't have too much time on TV during the games. But you know, people paying attention to the games you were doing and following along. And I mean, it's different. I mean, obviously we can't ref Canada when we're over there, so we don't get any of the Canadian games, but to have people tuning in to, you know, Germany versus Czech Republic and watching those games, just because, you know, I was one of the linesmen. That it was pretty neat for that, for sure.
Chad, how would you describe the level of hockey at the World Juniors compared to anything you've worked before?
Obviously, the level was definitely, you know, some of the best hockey that I've ever had the pleasure of working. I think we're very lucky in Canada, even though we don't, I know, the Canadian officials, the three Canadian officials, we were kind of the only officials at the tournament that don't work professional hockey. So every other official there in their own federations and countries, they work professional hockey. But I mean, we're fortunate to have a high level of hockey here in Western Canada. Just, I mean, through the Canadian Hockey League and the Western Hockey League, like it probably doesn't get enough credit worldwide at just how good the hockey is. So I mean, we're fortunate to work really good hockey throughout the year, but I mean, it's obviously a next step when you have the best under 20 players in the world. And I mean, the spotlight is just so, it shines so bright on these kids with this tournament, with the amount of scouts and the TV cameras and every game is broadcast and how many eyes are on these kids, that it's pressure that I haven't felt that kind of pressure on the ice before in my career, even through like a Memorial Cup tournament and stuff. It's definitely next level with the World Juniors for sure.
Chatting with Chad Hughesby, who just served as a linesman at the World Junior Hockey Championship in the Czech Republic. Now that you've worked all these great events, including the Memorial Cup, the World Juniors, Junior A Challenges and all that, what's next on your hockey checklist?
I mean, like I said, I've been pretty fortunate to work what I've worked. I think next, I mean, obviously there's a Memorial Cup hosted out west this year in Kelowna in May. So that's kind of the immediate goal, is to be on the staff for that event. And then moving forward, I mean, I was very happy with the tournament that I had in Ostrava. I mean, and being selected for a medal game is a huge honor for any official in an event like that, and it means you had a really good tournament. So with that, hopefully comes some advancement in through the IIHF. We know whether that's a world championship, obviously for me, the kind of pinnacle of an amateur official's career would be to work the Olympics. There's lots of variables that go into that, whether the NHL finds its way back there and they use NHL officials, that's always a variable that plays. But I mean, ultimately that's, as an amateur official to the IIHF, that's always the goal, is to be able to work in Olympics. So whether it's a world championships or an Olympics, you know, before I call it a career, that would be pretty amazing.
Hey, that's the show. Big thanks to Troy Gillard, part of the Rebels broadcast team, for his help. Thanks very much, Troy. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL broadcast partners and Bauer Hockey.